First and foremost, how likely is this new e-commerce tax likely to be implemented? I mean, obviously the government wants to generate revenues, but how happy are online retailers going to be about this?
Well, I think, unfortunately, if you're an online retailer or you're a consumer, this is probably going to happen at some point. You know, the government's really looking at new ways to bring in revenues beyond, you know, sale to, sale of property and income taxes. So we're going to see this happen. But I think if you're an online retailer, this is a big problem because right now margins are extremely slim. Retailers have gotten market share by offering the lowest prices they possibly can. And so this is going to have a major effect both on the small players and on the large players going forward.
Yeah, well, and you know, it's interesting because the United States passing similar laws recently on e-commerce. I mean, how much of an effect did it have on the folks in the States? And I mean, is there anything that we could sort of pick through and maybe the Chinese legislation sort of mirror that possibly?
Well, I think what we saw in the U.S. that didn't work so well is laws were rolled out sort of on a state-by-state basis initially, and so what you had is a lot of retailers moving their base of operations to new locations to try and avoid taxes, and you know, consumers really looking at how they could kind of get around the tax laws. But ultimately, I think there was a lot of to-do about nothing, and people sort of accepted that this is the way things were going to be. So I think if you're the Chinese government and you're looking at how to do this, the big thing is to give good warning to the retailers, let people know it's going to happen, and then realize there's going to be a little bit of a backlash initially, but that ultimately people are probably going to accept it. I think the difference in China, though, is we're going to see a lot of smaller sellers probably going out of business because of this, and maybe consolidation around bigger brands.